From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung announces massive investments in semiconductors and artificial intelligence in the interest of balanced regional development. Men's national football coach Hong Myung-bo resigns a day after the country's group stage exit from the 2026 World Cup. And the death toll from last week's two powerful earthquakes in Venezuela rises to 1,450. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. President Lee Jae-myung said South Korea stands at a turning point for a major leap forward and stressed the need to secure overwhelming competitiveness in advanced industries such as semiconductors and artificial intelligence, while ensuring the benefits of growth are shared by all citizens. The president made the remarks on Monday while presiding over a public briefing on three major investment projects at the presidential office, calling it the starting point of a major national initiative. He described semiconductors, physical AI, and AI data centers as the three pillars of the country's AI-driven transformation and urged rapid development of a Korean-style AI ecosystem led jointly by the public and private sectors. He called for accelerating the semiconductor production capacity and developing new industrial sites, particularly in the southwestern region, citing limits in existing hubs such as Yongin and Pyeongtaek in Gyeonggi province in terms of land, power, and water supply. He emphasized that balanced regional development has become a national survival strategy, highlighting the need to attract investment to regions with strong infrastructure potential, such as abundant water and renewable energy resources, and identifying the southwestern coastal region as a key candidate for new development. Men's national football coach Hong Myung-bo has resigned a day after the country's group stage exit from the 2026 World Cup. South Korea finished third in Group A, securing 3 points from a win and two losses in the campaign, and failed to get one of the 8 tickets to play in the round of 32 given to the best third-place teams. Yoon So-hyang has more.
Hong Myung-bo stepped down as head coach of the men's national football team a day after South Korea was officially knocked out of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Hong announced his decision in a news conference at the team's training site in Zaopan, western Mexico, Sunday.
First and foremost, I'd like to sincerely apologize to the people who love Korean football and have always supported our national team. Today, I'm stepping down as head coach of the national football team. I wasn't able to deliver the results the public had hoped for. That responsibility lies entirely with me as head coach. I'm truly grateful to the players, the coaching staff, and everyone who worked tirelessly behind the scenes for the team.
South Korea finished third in Group A, picking up 3 points from a win over Czechia and back-to-back 1-0 losses to Mexico and South Africa. The team's hopes of sneaking into the round of 32 as one of the 8 best third-place finishers were officially dashed on Saturday after results elsewhere, including a win by Congo over Uzbekistan, wiped out South Korea's chances of advancing. This was South Korea's 12th consecutive FIFA World Cup appearance. The Taeguk Warriors have advanced to the knockout rounds 3 times, highlighted by a historic semifinal run in 2002 with round of 16 finishes in 2010 and 2022. But even with a roster many considered the most talented in the team's history, led by captain and Golden Boot winner Son Heung-min likely playing his final World Cup, alongside Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Lee Kang-in and Bayern Munich defender Kim Min-jae, and a group draw that favored them, Hong's team turned in one of the most disappointing campaigns in South Korean World Cup history. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The death toll from powerful earthquakes that struck Venezuela last Wednesday has risen to 1,450. Venezuela's parliamentary president, Jorge Rodriguez, said the number of people killed in the back-to-back earthquakes reached 1,450 as of Sunday, up 20 from the previous tally. Authorities said more than 3,000 people had been injured and about 12,000 had been displaced. Rescue operations remain underway with about 2,000 rescue personnel from 24 countries and more than 130 search dogs taking part, while several survivors have been pulled alive from the rubble in recent days. Despite the ongoing rescue efforts, unofficial estimates put the number of missing people at around 70,000, while the United Nations Development Program estimated the disaster caused about $6.7 billion in economic losses, equivalent to about 6% of Venezuela's gross domestic product. The South Korean government said Friday that it would provide $5 million in humanitarian assistance to support relief and recovery efforts in the earthquake-hit country. The National Weather Agency on Monday issued a heat advisory covering the entire city of Seoul as the heat index was expected to top 33 degrees Celsius for at least two consecutive days. This marks the first Seoul-wide heat alert this summer, following similar advisories issued earlier in the month targeting only the eastern and western areas of the capital. Elsewhere, heat wave advisories are in place for parts of Gyeonggi Province, Incheon, Sejong City, and Cheongju, North Chungcheong Province, as well as the entire city of Gongju, South Chungcheong Province. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, hot conditions are in store as the country will be on the edge of a high-pressure system for the time being. As sunshine breaks through the clouds, afternoon temperatures are expected to peak at or above 30 degrees Celsius, though the heat index will hover around 31 degrees. Workers at Kakao, the operator of South Korea's leading messenger service, are taking a day off in mass numbers after labor and management failed to reach an agreement on bonus payments. According to industry sources on Monday, the workers from Kakao and four of its affiliates are participating in a log-off day by taking simultaneous leave of absence and logging off from internal networks. The Kakao union said around 2,100 of its members would participate. The collective action comes after the workers from Kakao, Kakao Pay, Kakao Enterprise, DK Tekken, and XL Games took part in a partial strike for 4 hours on June 10th and rallied near the company building in Pangyo, Gyeonggi Province. Since their talks fell through in May, labor and management remained divided over the allocation of bonuses, with the union demanding up to 14% of last year's operating profit. South Korean golfer Yoo Hae-ran has won her first career major title at the Women's PGA Championship. Yoo shot a 2-under par 70 in the final round of the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Hazeltine National Golf Club in Chaska, Minnesota on Sunday, finishing with a total of 13-under par 275. She collected $1.95 million in prize money. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 16.56 points, or 0.20% on Monday, to close at 8,394.65. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 69.20 points, or 8.13%, to close at 920.57. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.